708 FM Talk 1065. FMTalk1065.com. That's the website where right now y'all have a chance to. Now, this is kind of unfair. If you didn't do anything in the nomination process, you didn't do any of the voting in the different regionals of our Alabamian of the Year, and you just come strolling on in here on the last day and vote to put either the High Steppin' Turkeys or Jeff Sessions over the top. I mean, you can do it completely within your rights. I just wish you'd been part of the full process. But a lot of you have, and the voting has now arrived at the last day. By the end of the voting today, it will either be Clyde and Henrietta, the high-stepping turkeys of pardon fame from Governor Ivey, who is in town today. Hey, Governor Ivey. And Jeff Sessions. Those are the two. So vote, and then we will award one of those the Alabamian of the Year recognition.
Can you imagine being in those their shoes today? I imagine Clyde and Henrietta are just
in
on
shoes.
Pins
I just like
and needles.
Turkeys in shoes. But yeah, so we're going to have that, and then we'll do some kind of crowning or awarding or pardoning or something.
Double pardon.
There you go, something to that effect. 709 FM Talk 1065. Vote online, FMTalk1065.com. Now, let's check headlines. Kelly Findley.
I was just thinking, and they don't even have to be registered to vote.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. And I'm sure there's all kind of tampering going on in this.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
pretty sure.
There's no primary. I mean, they can just dive straight in.
That's right.
That's good for them. I like it. It's a great way to kick off the new year. Hey, it's Thursday morning, by the way. Just want to remind
That's
you of that. 7:10 right now. Good morning, everyone. If you live in the state of Alabama and you depend on food stamps, the government shutdown will impact you, as more than 751,000 Alabama residents depend on this form of assistance. The U.S. Department of Agriculture office, which oversees food stamps, officially known as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, they say that, yes, you will receive your benefits in January, but here's where there's an issue. There's no assurances that after that you would receive anything, because as we know, the President and Congress, they are at odds as to reaching a funding deal to restore services to the 25% of government agencies, which includes the USDA, which of course has been impacted by the shutdown. SNAP provides nutritional support for low-wage working families, low-income seniors, and people with disabilities living on fixed incomes. The federal government pays the full cost of SNAP benefits and then splits the cost of administering the program with the states which operate the program. The average recipient receives about $118 per month. Now, the Child Nutrition Program, which includes school lunch and breakfast and the summer food service, that will continue until at least next month, which, of course, is February. But then after that, still no word as to what will happen if we remain in this partial shutdown. Right now, 95% of USDA employees are furloughed, waiting for the shutdown to end. And we're in our 13th day of the government shutdown. Also happening today, the 116th Congress starts today. Let's talk about Governor Kay Ivey. She will speak today in a couple of hours, a little more than an hour, I should say, during the opening session of the Alabama Early Childhood Education Conference. So the conference is focusing on early learning and care from birth to eight, pre-K through third grade. That's the category there. The theme of the event, Our Future is Here, hosted by the Alabama Department of Early Education, childhood education, that is, and it starts at 8:30 this morning. This is Kelly Findley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 712 FM Talk 1065. And speaking of that shutdown, yeah, day 13 starting today. Yesterday on day 12, President had a presser, went on for an hour or so here talking about a wide range of subjects, but did talk about the shutdown.
As long as it takes, I mean, look, I'm prepared. I think the people of the country think I'm right. I think the people of this country think I'm right. Again, I could have done nothing. I could have had a lot easier presidency by doing nothing. But I'm here. I want to do it right.
He also wants to stick with that $5 billion number.
Well, I'd rather not say it. Could we do it for a little bit less? It's so insignificant compared to what we're talking about. You know, I've heard numbers as high as $275 billion we lose on illegal immigration. And here you have a wall where you're talking about to complete, because, again, a lot has already been done.
Now, one of the points here, too, is the discussion will go round and round on actual dollar amounts between what the Democrats would agree to and what the president wants. I do have to, just as a citizen here, ask, is that really what is that question here? Is it about dollars? It is Washington, y'all. Chuck Schumer had this to say.
I asked him directly. I said, Mr. President, give me one good reason why you should continue your shutdown of the eight cabinet departments while we are debating our differences on Homeland Security. He could not give a good answer.
All right. We'll talk more about that coming up after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Also in state news, Secretary of State John Merrill taking legal action over a lot of Alabama candidates that have unpaid fines. You think about this. We'll give you the story coming up.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two murder suspects will appear before a judge later today. Both 25-year-old India Nelson and 30-year-old Rory Smith are expected to enter pleas during an arraignment hearing. Nelson and Smith are charged in a Christmas Eve shooting that killed 15-year-old Ja'Cory Smith, who was asleep inside his apartment in Mobile. A teen is behind bars this morning after 31 bags of synthetic marijuana fell out of his pants. According to Pensacola Police, 19-year-old James Hill, along with several others, were found sleeping inside a vacant home on West Street in Pensacola. Happening today, an emergency meeting for students impacted by the sudden closing of Virginia College campuses. The Alabama Career Center is hosting that meeting at their Spring Hill Avenue location. The meeting starts at 2 o'clock. A federal judge has ordered prison staffing numbers to be made public in Alabama. The ruling comes in an ongoing lawsuit over mental health care in Alabama prisons. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 716 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football coaching news, it's official now that Dana Holgorsen is leaving his position as head coach at West Virginia to become the new head coach at the University of Houston. The university and new Cougars coach made the announcement on Twitter on Wednesday. The hire comes just 3 days after Houston fired Major Applewhite following his second season at the helm. According to ESPN, Houston has signed Holgorsen to a 5-year, $20 million contract, which makes him the highest-paid coach in a Group of Five conference. Florida Gators linebacker Vashawn Joseph and running back Jordan Scarlett announced on Wednesday that they intend to leave school early to enter the 2019 NFL Draft. The 6'1", 225-pound Joseph led the Gators with 87 tackles this season, including 9 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, 4 pass breakups, and a fumble recovery. Scarlett was the second-leading rusher on the team with 776 yards. Joseph and Scarlett joined the Gators' Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Juwan Taylor, and Ja'Kai Polite as early entrants to the NFL Draft. Texas A&M Aggies linebacker Terrell Dodson has also declared for the draft. The redshirt junior started every game for the Aggies this season and finished third on the team in tackles after he led the team in tackles as a sophomore. And 5 days after losing in the Orange Bowl to Alabama, Oklahoma receiver Marquise Brown announced his intention to declare for the draft. Hollywood Brown led the Sooners this season with 75 catches and 1,318 receiving yards to go with 10 touchdowns. However, Brown had 0 catches in the loss to Alabama and was also shut out in the overtime win over Army earlier in the year. A tragic story in college football, Jim Margraf, Johns Hopkins' all-time winningest football coach, reportedly died in his sleep on Tuesday night at the young age of 58. Margraf, who had coached at his alma mater for 29 years, led the Blue Jays to the NCAA Division III semifinals for the first time in school history this season and finished with a program-best 12-2 record. And he was just named the 2018 National Coach of the Year by D3Football.com. Margraf is survived by his wife, Alice, and 3 children, Megan, James, and Will. It was also a tough day for wrestling fans yesterday. The World Wrestling Entertainment announced Wednesday that longtime WWE personality Gene Okerlund passed away Wednesday morning at the age of 76. Okerlund was often referred to as Mean Gene.
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Mean! Woo! My God! Gene! Woo!
Okerlund was among the entertainment company's most recognizable faces for nearly two decades, working as an interviewer, announcer, and commentator. Okerlund's son, Tor, told the Associated Press that his father died early Wednesday at a hospital in Sarasota, Florida, near his home in Osprey, Florida, with his wife, Jean, by his side. In the NBA on Wednesday, the New Orleans Pelicans lost for the seventh time in nine games in a 126-121 loss at the Brooklyn Nets. That's despite big man Anthony Davis putting up 34 points and 26 rebounds. The Atlanta Hawks' tough season continued as they fell to Washington 114-98. Miami beat Cleveland 117-92. Boston topped Minnesota 115-102 behind 35 points from Gordon Hayward. Joel Embiid dropped 42 points and 18 rebounds in a 132-127 win for Philadelphia over Phoenix. And Oklahoma City beat the Lakers 107-100 while LeBron James sat out for the fourth game as he continues to nurse a groin injury. 720 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you gave money or property to someone as a gift this year, you might owe a federal gift tax. Many gifts are not subject to the gift tax. Some examples are gifts made to a spouse or a charity. The value does not exceed the annual exclusion of $15,000. Tuition or medical expenses paid directly to an institution for someone, or gifts to a political organization. You and your spouse can gift up to $30,000 to a third party without making it taxable. One half of the gift can be made by you and one half made by your spouse, though you must file a gift tax return to show that you and your spouse agreed to use gift splitting even when the value is less than the annual exclusion. You do not have to file a gift tax return on gifts made to political organizations or when paying someone's tuition or medical expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, still working on older hit and run just off of Demetropolis and Hallsville, but it's moved down the roadway. No new wrecks in the roadways. Back to school for Baldwin County, so we've got the school bus traveling, but nothing out of the ordinary. We might see some showers before the days. We've got rain on the way, so grab that umbrella on the way out. But for now, the Bayway, the Causeway looks good on the way in this morning. It's seven decades of football. That makes the ideal gift. Give tickets to the 70th annual Reese's Senior Bowl coming up January 26th. On sale at Senior Bowl headquarters downtown. and at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:23 FM Talk 106.5, and this is Mobile Mornings. By the way, it's now a couple days into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
The other night you went, I tell you, 2019, what we're doing around here is we're going to get organized. And we're going to, listen, if you said you're going to get organized in the home, you're going to get things cleaned up, get rid of the junk, I'm with you. We talk about the same thing, and you got to bring the pros in. The pro on that is my buddy Trey Bennett. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. National company, but Trey, local franchisee for Mobile and Baldwin counties. One of us does his work right here at your homes, businesses, maybe storage units. You know, maybe that's an idea. You got a storage unit, get everything out of the storage unit, get that off your checklist every month. How about that? How much money would you save if you got rid of that junk? If you haven't looked at that stuff in a year, do you really need it? So if you got junk, you want it gone, and you're going to get organized and a clutter-free life in 2019, take the first step. Get it done with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 7:24, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday. So we know what happens when a child goes missing. That's called an Amber Alert. When a senior goes missing, it's a senior alert. But the question is what happens when there's a teenager or an adult go missing? Well, thanks to a new law signed last week by President Trump, the Ashanti Alert Act will now help find missing 18 to 64 years old people who are missing, no matter where they're from. This is a big deal because this is a nationwide alert system. The Ashanti Alert Act was named for Maryland native Ashanti Billy. She was a 19-year-old who disappeared back in 2017 in Virginia. She was a fast food worker and then just disappeared. Her body, sadly, was found in North Carolina 2 weeks after a homeless Navy veteran charged in connection to her death. So at the time of her disappearance, she was too old to qualify for an Amber Alert. But just like the other notifications, the Ashanti Alert will use commercial radio stations, television stations, and cable television to broadcast information about missing persons. Road and highway electronic signs will notify the public of a possible abduction that will also be activated. There are requirements for broadcast, which includes if law enforcement believes that there is physical safety attached, that is something to be considered, and if the person suffers from a proven mental or physical disability, or if it's believed their disappearance may not have been voluntary. The act passed the House in September and cleared the Senate on December the 20th, 2018. Happening right now, a death investigation continues in Pritchard after the body of a man is discovered in the yard of a home on Bella Street Monday morning around 8 a.m. Quote, it's unclear as to what transpired at this time. The case is still under investigation. That's Pritchard Police Lieutenant Robert Martin with that quote. So the time and cause of death, along with the man's identity, remain a mystery at this time. Local families, though, in the area are concerned that this could be their missing loved one. Once we have more information, we'll pass that on to you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who's been doing weather on the radio in Mobile for, let me see, 3.5 decades? Maybe you'll correct me. Maybe it's 4, but it's more than 3 decades. I think less than 4. But he is now, as of today, starting his 52nd year at the University of South Alabama. That wet behind the ears meteorologist will join us for a forecast coming up in just about 7 minutes.
We should card him.
Yes, most likely. 52 years out there. Pretty awesome stuff. Also, Captain Bobby Abrascato, who has been, he's probably 3.5-4 decades into catching speckled trout and redfish in Mobile Bay and Dolphin Island. He's going to join us coming up at 7:50.
And that means he's probably been listening to Dr. Bill Williams' forecast the entire time.
He has. He's one of, you know, Dr. Bill does not like it when, like, Bobby and I would sit around and go, man, I remember going to high school and listening to you on the way to school, or I would say when I was in carpool.
So basically, we all were in the womb when he was broadcasting.
That's right, 52 years. We'll talk to him more about that coming up in just a little bit. And in the 8 o'clock hour, turning up your voice. Plus, we'll talk to Rob Holbert from Lanyap. Speaking of which, Lanyap story out there from Jason Johnson says Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill is taking legal action against a handful of candidates who have failed to pay campaign finance violation penalties incurred during the 2018 election cycle including a former Democratic House candidate from Mobile. According to the news release, Merrill's office filed complaints December 27th in Montgomery County Small Claims Court against nine former candidates, including former Alabama House District 99 candidate Burton LaFleur, over 24 unpaid penalties. In addition to LaFleur, the list included Deidre Willis, Franklin Edwards, John Bowden Jr., Richard Dickerson, Roderick Clark, Terrence Johnson, Veronica Johnson, and William Hobbs, all whom ran unsuccessfully for offices in various Alabama races in 2018. But these are fines that are coming from violations, they said, that occurred in the 2018 session or campaign. With elections at the county and state level, a lot of cash rolled into Alabama politics in 2018. And the receipt and expenditure of those dollars is something all candidates and PACs must report on a monthly, weekly, and sometimes daily basis. That's the semantics of what these fines come from. We'll talk more about this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. All right, check in with News 5, then Dr. Bill, sweat behind the ears, is going to join us.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A fight, a shooting, and a high-speed police chase on Interstate 10 in Mobile led to the arrest of two women. Carlicia Petway and Miracle Spelton are in jail awaiting a bond hearing. They're charged with eluding police, shooting into an occupied vehicle, and reckless endangerment. And Escambia County, Florida man is behind bars this morning accused of shooting a mother and daughter in Molino. 21-year-old Justin Young allegedly shot the women at a home on Barth Road Tuesday night. A family member says Young had recently been fighting with the women over loud music inside the home.
He went at them. He went to kill them.
Fairhope's new police chief took over Wednesday. Chief Stephanie Hollingshead is the city's first female police chief. She takes over for former Chief Joseph Pettis, who stepped down after 36 years of service to the city. The Alabama Department of Health has closed shellfish growing areas in Mobile and Baldwin counties due to possible contamination. The health department says recent rainfall may be to blame. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
3.5 hours to go before the opening of the 116th Congress, where the voters decided to split government control between the two major parties, giving Democrats the power to run the House of Representatives. Correspondent Phil Mattingly tells us what they plan to do with it.
They want to move policies forward that they agree with, that they subscribe to, even if the president does not. And they've also made clear they want to investigate the president. They want to conduct oversight of the president. Now, they say from leadership on down that they can do both things at once.
Nancy Pelosi is expected to be elected House Speaker, and she says she'll immediately begin work to pass legislation reopening closed government departments with no money for the border wall that President Trump is demanding. A Saudi prosecutor is asking for the death penalty for 5 of 11 suspects held over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at that country's consulate in Istanbul back on October 2nd. Stock futures showing major losses on Wall Street, an hour to go before the opening bell this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Apple's first revenue warning in nearly 12 years sent global shares sliding, with the tech sector badly bruised as chip makers that supply the iPhone maker fell sharply. Apple shares are down nearly 8% in pre-market trading after the tech giant cut its revenue forecast, blaming weaker iPhone sales in China, whose economy has been hit by an ongoing trade war with the U.S. Chip makers that supply parts to Apple were the worst hit, including AMS, Dialog Semiconductor, Logitech, and ST Microelectronics. Luxury goods shares, which are also highly sensitive to signs of slowing demand in China, joined the sell-off in Europe. LVMH, Kering, Burberry, and Swatch are all sharply lower. Sears' biggest advocate, Chairman Eddie Lampert, knows his $4.4 billion bid for Sears may not be enough to keep the retailer alive. Lampert has offered two options: try to keep the company afloat, a $4.4 billion plan that would save 425 locations, and another to save 250. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking.
Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Checking your forecast here. Imagine that. Rain in the forecast. You don't say.
How unusual.
Here we go again. So how do we line up for today?
Well, we've got a storm system now off the Texas coast we have to contend with today, tonight, and very early tomorrow. After that, things are going to improve, and we're actually going to have some sunshine tomorrow and also over the weekend. But in the meantime, that storm system is going to spread rain across our area today. Most of the rain right now is over in Louisiana and is beginning to approach the New Orleans area. And there have been some showers across the interior sections of southeast Mississippi and southwest Alabama. So the rain will be moving in, and temperatures will stay in the mild side, about 65 for today. Now, tonight, I do expect quite a bit of rain across the area, and we could see some heavy showers up in the area that had all that rain about a week ago. And so there's a possibility of flash flooding across that area. That storm system will track up through Mississippi tonight, and then all of that rain will move out early tomorrow. And we should see mostly sunny skies across the Gulf Coast for tomorrow. A little bit cooler, about 58 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, it will drop into the upper 30s. And then over the weekend, looks really good. Sunny and low 60s on Saturday. And sunshine and 65 degrees on Sunday. And the dry weather will continue for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with high temperatures in the 60s and lows in the 40s. So we're going to have quite a few days starting tomorrow in which you have a chance to dry out.
Well, that's good because right now, though, I need the rain because my mud was getting dehydrated and I didn't want to make sure it had a fresh bath out there. Dr. Bill, this kind of information, rainfall totals for a year, high temperatures, low temperatures, that's all the kind of information you can get in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
And the good thing is the almanac, as in previous years, it is free. A number of locations where you can pick up a copy or several copies. If you're on the Eastern Shore, an old-time garden supply in Fairhope, as well as Billy Langford, Allstate. Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County, and also Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. Here in Mobile, West Marine, two locations, at Dog River and also Airport Boulevard and I-65. Also on I-65, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You also find copies of classic cars on Cottage Hill Road and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. And you can also stop by the studios here at 106.5.
Dr. Bill, in all of your years in doing what you're doing, what have you noticed has been the biggest change in 50-plus years in monitoring and forecasting the weather?
Really, it's been the monitoring of severe weather. That has really improved greatly. with the updating of radar. Radar is getting more powerful, and the detail, the resolution is so much greater. So our ability to monitor and warn of severe weather has greatly increased. And forecasting has also, but really has been in the nature of severe weather. That also goes for the monitoring of hurricanes.
You know, I wonder about that, Dish, to ride the coattails of that question from Kelly. Do you think when we say, hey, it seems like there's more severe weather than ever, is it that there is, or we just are more aware of severe weather because of what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, also when it comes to things like tornadoes, we're detecting more tornadoes now than ever before. And also with the increase in population, people out in areas where tornadoes used to occur, we never really got any information on them. Now we are. And so we're able to monitor these things, detect severe weather a lot better, and so it sort of seems like it's getting worse. It's not getting worse, really. We're able to detect these weather systems.
You know, if people didn't catch it last hour, one of the reasons we're asking these questions are the changes over time. Dr. Bill, wet behind the ears, knee booter, fresh to the scene in the world of meteorology. You started at the University of South Alabama when, Dr. Bill?
1967.
My.
Only 1 year since 1967. I was not at the University of South Alabama. I was working in my doctorate. But this begins now my 52nd year at USA.
Wow. Congratulations, Dr. Bill. And you have affected and made such a difference in so many lives here. I mean, your name, people, whether they've heard you on the radio over the years or been in your classes, are like, I know that guy. So work well done.
Thank you so much.
All right, Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist, 52 years of doing this here in our area.
Super proud of him.
And part of our crew here. You can hear him exclusively on FM Talk 106.5. We have our we consider weather and severe weather and all those stories a big enough deal that we're a radio station that has a meteorologist. And he is the meteorologist. You're talking about the old bull and the young bull? Y'all, meet the old bull. 740, we're coming right back.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Starting to see heavier traffic, westbound lanes across the Bayway, coming into the Eastern Shore and downtown near the tunnel. So far, Chickasaw, Sarah Land, light traffic, and a couple accidents we've had through Mobile now moved out of the roadways, but still being worked. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery. You can call 888-ME-TOWED and see them online at VincentSons.com. Came with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
741 FM Talk 106.5. I'm sorry, our friend the dietitian on the text line said, after talking to Dr. Bill, she says, so does that mean that John Nodar is in his 70s? Because he looks amazing. I agree. You know, I've known John a long time. He does look amazing, but he is a fountain of youth, something like that, made some kind of deal with the devil, something like that. John is ageless.
He's just a good guy.
Yeah, a good guy and ageless John. That's what I'll come up with, a new line of men's like healthcare products, ageless John, ageless Nodar. We'll work on that. But yeah, he's been doing a long time in the market, but Dr. Bill Williams, 52 years teaching at the University of South Alabama and over three decades doing broadcast here at Mobile. So congratulations to him. We're very, very lucky to have him as part of our staff. 743, time for headlines. Speaking of lucky, we've got this one, Kelly Finley.
Aw, that's so sweet of you. I do give...
29-year-old.
I do give belated Christmas gifts.
Very good, very good. 29-year-old Kelly Finley.
No. I don't want to go back in time. I'd take 59 over 29.
Stop.
I would.
Stop.
That means you've got all this knowledge.
Stop.
Experience. You stop. Okay. Let's get you to your headlines right now because that's what you're tuned in for. An investigation continues at this hour, and Mobile police need your help to find a former standout Spanish high school football player and another man, both wanted for shooting into a vehicle with a family inside on Christmas Day. Both men are considered armed and dangerous. They are accused in what seems to be a random attack of a family of four near Alba and Bayview in South Mobile. 20-year-old Kanaya Dubose and 25-year-old Dion Carnell DJ Johnson have both been named as suspects. Dubose is out on bond getting ready to stand trial coming up in March for a 2016 murder. Police say they fired several rapid-fire rounds into the vehicle, injuring two adults, a man and a woman, who are now both recovering, and there were two children inside that vehicle. Thankfully, they were not injured. The victims and suspects, they know each other, but the man and woman say they have no idea why they were even targeted. Now, DJ Johnson, he's known on both sides of the bay. He is a former Spanish Fort High School football star who is convicted and has been convicted of raping two teenage girls in 2014, one just 14 years old. He's a registered sex offender in Baldwin County. In 2016, Mobile police say Johnson murdered Chance Offhoft. He's on bond again awaiting that trial. If you have information, you can stay anonymous and call Crime Stoppers 251-208-7211. The Food and Drug Administration announcing a voluntary recall of a blood pressure and heart medicine which could contain a carcinogen. Ooh, let me work on these names. Oral-Bindo Pharma USA, Inc. is conducting a voluntary recall of 80 lots of amlodipine, Valsartan tablets, USP, Valsartan HCTZ tablets, USP, and Valsartan tablets, USP. Company says the recall comes due to the detection of trace amounts of NDEA. That's a natural occurring substance that has been classified as a probable human carcinogen. Now, they say they have not received any reports of injuries or adverse effects related to this recall, and they're encouraging you to continue to take your medication because the risk to your health may be higher if you stop your treatment without having a backup plan. They encourage you to talk to your pharmacist or your physician to get that backup plan in motion. Company says they're notifying distributors and customers by phone and in writing to discontinue distribution of the specific lots which are being recalled. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hear that? That's the sound of Trust, also known as the love song of a finely tuned Caterpillar engine. A sound that can get a working man's blood pumping each morning and let him sleep like a baby every night. Because he knows that cat machine's gonna work, do its magnificent thing. It's what allows a small business to play big and helps a hard-working man keep the promises he's made to his customers and to himself. Trust, it doesn't happen overnight. It can and should take time to earn. At Thompson Tractor, we've been at it for over 60 years. With industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment. The kind you'd expect from a company that's been around. We know what you're up against. We understand your dreams. After all, we started out small ourselves. So if you want to win your customers' trust, get yourself a partner you can trust. Like Thompson Tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through January 31st. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two murder suspects will appear before a judge later today. Both 25-year-old India Nelson and 30-year-old Rory Smith are expected to enter pleas during an arraignment hearing. Nelson and Smith are charged in a Christmas Eve shooting that killed 15-year-old Corey Smith, who was asleep inside his apartment in Mobile. A teen is behind bars this morning after 31 bags of synthetic marijuana fell out of his pants. According to Pensacola Police, 19-year-old James Hill, along with several others, were found sleeping inside a vacant home on West Street in Pensacola. Happening today, an emergency meeting for students impacted by the sudden closing of Virginia College campuses. The Alabama Career Center is hosting that meeting at their Spring Hill Avenue location. The meeting starts at 2 o'clock. A federal judge has ordered prison staffing numbers to be made public in Alabama. The ruling comes in an ongoing lawsuit over mental health care in Alabama prisons. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, 7:49 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your Thursday started with Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. And we started in college football coaching news, where it's official now that Dana Holgorsen is leaving his position as head coach at West Virginia to become the new head coach at the University of Houston. The university and new Cougars coach made the announcement on Twitter on Wednesday. Hire comes just 3 days after Houston fired Major Applewhite following his second season at the helm. According to ESPN, Houston has signed Holgorsen to a 5-year, $20 million contract, which makes him the highest-paid coach in a Group of Five conference. Florida Gators linebacker Vashawn Joseph and running back Jordan Scarlett announced Wednesday that they intend to leave school early to enter the 2019 NFL Draft. The 6'1", 225-pound Joseph led the Gators with 87 tackles this season. Scarlett was the second-leading rusher on the team with 776 yards. Joseph and Scarlett joined the Gators' Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Jawan Taylor, and Ja'Kai Polite as early entrants to the NFL draft. Texas A&M Aggies linebacker Terrell Dodson has also declared for the draft. The redshirt junior started every game for the Aggies this season and finished third on the team in tackles after he led the team in tackles as a sophomore. And 5 days after losing in the Orange Bowl to Alabama, Oklahoma receiver Marquise Brown also announced his intention to declare for the NFL draft. Hollywood Brown led the Sooners this season with 75 catches and 1,318 receiving yards to go with 10 touchdowns. However, Brown had zero catches in the loss to Alabama and was also shut out in the overtime win over Army earlier in the year. A tragic story in college football. Jim Margraff, Johns Hopkins' all-time winningest football coach, reportedly died in his sleep on Tuesday night at the young age of 58. Margraff, who had coached at his alma mater for 29 years, led the Blue Jays to the NCAA Division III semifinals for the first time in school history this season and finished with a program-best 12-2 record. And he was just named the 2018 National Coach of the Year by D3Football.com. Margraff is survived by his wife, Alice, and three children, Megan, James, and Will. It was also a tough day for wrestling fans. The World Wrestling Entertainment announced Wednesday that longtime WWE personality Gene Okerlund passed away Wednesday morning at the age of 76. Okerlund was often referred to as Mean Gene.
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair!
Okerlund was among the entertainment company's most recognizable faces for nearly two decades, working as an interviewer, announcer, and commentator. Okerlund's son, Tor, told the Associated Press that his father died early Wednesday at a hospital in Sarasota, Florida, with his wife, Jean, by his side. In the NBA on Wednesday, the New Orleans Pelicans lost for the seventh time in nine games in a 126-121 loss at the Brooklyn Nets. That's despite big man Anthony Davis putting up 34 points and 26 rebounds. The Atlanta Hawks' tough season continued as they fell to Washington 114-98. Miami beat Cleveland 117-92. Boston topped Minnesota 115-102. Joel Embiid dropped 42 points and 18 rebounds in a 132-127 win for Philadelphia over Phoenix. And Oklahoma City beat the Lakers 107-100, while LeBron James sat out for the fourth game as he continues to nurse a groin injury. 7:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Once again, a Potter Tract at Sager in Grand Bay, about an hour-old accident, but state troopers are just waiting for the wreckers. They've got to move off the side of the road. Mobile Police Department are clear. Again, we've got showers that will be moving in, so grab that umbrella on the way out this morning. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel? Enjoy a treatment from the spa and salon in their 20,000-square-foot European spa. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:54 FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. I was just in there yesterday. Do what I did. Go by and say hello to Chip and the whole gang, Dubby, Steven. Yeah, go by and get the gear that this man uses to catch the fish. That is Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Good morning.
And you know what? You can walk right out of the store in the parking lot, and there's enough water in their ditch right there to test out the lures you just bought. You know what I'm saying?
The nice thing is, 3 Mile Creek, you can go ahead and launch right there and run from run out to the river and then out to the bay. Holy cow, have we had some flooding conditions over the last 3 weeks. Barry steam plant reading going above 12 and moving on up. I mean, what is the normal shutdown for Barry? What, 6 or 7?
6 or 7 is about where you start to get, really, you start to get influenced down at the lower end of the bay. When you start getting double digits like we're at right now, and it's not even crested, and I was down there, by the way, over the weekend. I fished down that way on the weekend, and it's as muddy as I've ever seen it just about for any time of the year. Where, you know, when you start getting to those levels, you've got, you know, fresh water, you know, influence all the way down through the sound, you know, a lot of water hyacinth, a lot of debris in the water. If you're out running, you know, if you do decide to go out and run around or whatever, keep your eyes open, because there is really a lot of debris out there in the bay right now.
So what does that mean for Captain Bobby Abrascato when we get these huge slugs of fresh water coming into our brackish and saltwater system? What do you do? How do you find fish?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. You can, I mean, there's still the local tidal rivers kind of still, as long as we don't get a lot of local rain, the local tidal rivers is where the trout are going to be. They're not going to go out in the bay. There's just no salinity out there. And they're kind of locked off into the tidal rivers. Now, they get kind of hard to catch, especially when we get a deluge locally, which I don't think we're really going to get a lot of. So that's an opportunity. The biggest opportunity, man, when it gets like this, is to get out there and get in the marsh and get in the, you know, the smaller rivers / bayou creeks and that sort of thing. Particularly that line, the western side of Mobile Bay and the northern end of the Sound. And get down there. You can catch on the days that you can't get out on the outside, which we'll talk about in a second, but you can catch redfish there. They're tolerant of fresh water. They're not going anywhere either, you know, and they're always willing to eat no matter how cold it gets, you know. On the days that you do get a nice day weather-wise, wind-wise, you can get out there and fish, you know, this close-in structure for pick, you know, you can just check any species you want, because you're going to catch a variety of fish out there, you know, in the form, of course, of redfish, sheephead, black drum, white trout, snapper, probably even, you know, just a variety of stuff. Just going out there with some fresh natural bait or gulp works really well out there. You know, you can drift the bars at the mouth of the bay and along the west end. you know, and out around Sand Island. There's redfish, big bull redfish to be caught there. Again, all of that is very weather sensitive, but if you can get the right day, that's a lot of fun, and I do a lot of that this time of year.
What about, you mentioned those redfish out there, what about any ground mullet, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing, too. It's like I said, you could go through Dr. Bob Shipp's book of saltwater species and drop down, and you're liable to catch anything that's in that book, you know, right now. And it's fun, a lot of white trout, you know, that sort of thing. So it's just one of those kind of fun things where you can go out there and just catch a whole smorgasbord of fish, never really know, you know, from one drop to the next what you're going to catch. You don't need any big tackle either. You can go out there with your trout tackle, you know, and you'll catch, you know, if you start catching those big bull reds on in deep water, sometimes that's a bit of a struggle. But other than that, you can just go out there with the same tackle you've been using all winter on the inshore species.
All right, let's talk about getting a trip booked with you. Maybe when this water comes down, some spring fishing. How do they do it?
18 fishing is the easiest way, and it'll give you all of our contact information. There's a nice little collage that we put together from some of our trips last year too. If you want to, you know, if you get rained on and can't get out of the office, at least take a look at, you know, what it looks like. Fish kind of keep your interest up a little bit.
I love it, man. Captain Bobby, thank you, man. We'll check you next weekend. Happy New Year.
All right, gang. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.